With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has urged the G20 to reform global financial systems, advocate fairer access to capital, stronger debt frameworks, and invest in value addition industries to support sustainable development. President Nandi-Ndaitwah was addressing the session on inclusive and sustainable economic growth at the G20 Leaders Summit.
Developing countries find themselves on debt trap as a result of capital high cost for developing countries based on the perceived risk that does not reflect the reality on the ground. We need a fair international financial institutions. Being the most meaningful way, we can place people at the heart of sustainable development. Our focus on advancing the transformation of global governance must be underpinned by the common understanding that only an inclusive and representative international system will have the capacity to respond to the present-day challenges. We want a fair and equal financing opportunities.
The Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Esperance Luvindao, has given an update on Mpox cases in the Irongo region.
We are very pleased to report that both of those cases have now been discharged. They're out of isolation. They're well. They're safe and healthy, which is excellent. We are still putting and implementing measures to make sure that we contain it. So far, it has been contained still to the Irongo region, which is fantastic. And we are hoping and putting all measures in place to ensure that it doesn't spread past the region.
Meanwhile, the minister has confirmed an outbreak of the deadly Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever in the country, for which no vaccine or specific treatment exists at the moment. In other news, University of Johannesburg Professor Oscar van den Heerden says Africa is more than a market. This comes as the African Union-European Union summit begins in Luanda, Angola today. Speaking to SABC News, van den Heerden said with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, the continent's future depends on strategic decisions by African leaders.
Africa no longer wants to just be a market. For too long, the rest of the world saw it as a market. Let's dump our goods there and they pay. It's not about just extracting and taking it away. I think that African leaders need to now begin to think like leaders and think strategically. Otherwise, the future of the continent is not going to be so bright.
And Sudan's army chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has rejected a new truce proposal from US-led mediators, calling it the worst yet and biased due to UAE involvement. The AFP news agency reports that he accused the Quad of supporting rebels in the ongoing conflict with the RSF mediation efforts since the April 2023 outbreak of fighting have so far failed to secure a ceasefire. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.